Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
It's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go, I'm around my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit.
I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real, they love it when they see that on. Said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm my tune, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told them, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real here, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't no bad guy in the brand, no.
Nobody. One deal.
I ain't no bad guy in the brand, no.
Luciano, Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kicking to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lames or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these bottles, make me come out of retirement. Grip my I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flow go rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they double up at my toes. MCBZ, I bust a hater behind my bro, DJ Troll. Let him know, showing now I'm at the get your drugs.
Here I go, I'm rap my shit. Here I go, I'm rap my shit. Real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm rap my shit.
No.
Welcome to Life After Dusk Live, your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Nate Seduction.
What is up, babe? What has been good? I got my voice back.
I see.
Oh, so happy to have it back. Lord, I'm so happy. I was praying hard, man. Every day I was like, God, please let me have my voice back. You know, I don't be bugging you for much. This is one of them cases where I got buggy today. Because I need your voice back, period. So, yes. But nonetheless, what's been going on with you, babe?
Not much. Just working hard.
Really? Well, I have people that say that all the time, message you. Man, but yeah, it's been an interesting. It's been an interesting time, man. I'm telling you. One thing, you know how they say you know how much you appreciate something until it's gone. I mean, I've always appreciated having a voice and being able to use it, but like losing it, that mess like really took a toll on me, man. And like, I didn't really the show, the last show we did, I was like a little bit, I wasn't back. It was like enough for you can hear me a little bit, but I had to have my mic. I had my mic settings to a point so much that it took a lot to be able to hear me. So, yeah, it really took a toll on me because, you know, being able to not do the show because being busy doesn't bother me as much of I can't do it because I was literally cannot speak. That's a lot to think about.
Right. I don't know. I hope you don't got that corona, boy.
Here you go. What's up with black folks in this corona shit? Well, y'all stay with that nonsense. I don't know. Well, why black folks just can't do right? Why is it always a goddamn corona? Y'all always just want to act a fool. It's the corona. What? Why it gotta be corona? You just be acting up.
Look at that coronavirus.
Nah, ain't no corona over here, baby. Zero. Zero corona over here. Yeah, so we got a great show for y'all today. Especially because I can talk. It's over. It is a wrap. Y'all might as well hang it up because today is I'm going to be unbearable today. I'm just warning y'all ahead of time. I'm sorry in advance, but it is what it is. I'm glad to be back. So this stuff we'll be talking about. We always have a nice little lineup for y'all every show. We have our Crickets of the Week. That's where we'll be talking about some of the worst and dumbest people or groups of people over the past week, and probably even past few weeks. Then you got Seduction 101, which is a grab bag of topics presented by Nate Seduction that covers anything from life, love, sex, and more. So, yeah. That's what I got forward to look. That's what I have to look forward to for tonight's show. I promise y'all it's gonna be dope as hell. So appreciate you all just supporting, like you always do, man. And all the people who just really just lifted me up, going through the hard time. Appreciate it. So yes, all that being said, I'm going to go into a song break. We come back. We're going to do Seduction 101 first for this show. So, yes, Nate, hope you got something really, really, really good for us.
Okay.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah. Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside. The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away from here. I got to get away.
Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl.
Hey,
oh, there we go. Now we got the good mic working now. It's pissing me off. I'm like, we pay too much money for the good equipment not to be working. Driving me nuts. I had to go to old school Blog Talk World. I'm like, I need some mic working. All right, nonetheless, Nate, what you got for Seduction 101?
So, for this Seduction 101, I'm going to talk about what not to do with your tax money.
Uh-oh.
What not to do with your tax money. So, y'all know how black folks do the same thing every year when they get their tax. Buy a new TV. Buy a new TV. Buy a new car. They put the down payment on the new car. Buy some furniture. Spend hella money on their kids' clothes. My thing is, stop doing the same thing every year when you get your taxes. Like, it's a repeated cycle. Like, people with kids, like, if you got about two kids, you're getting about $9,000 back. If you got one kid, you're getting about $5,000 back. Stop doing the same thing with your money every year. Instead of doing the same thing every year with your taxes, if you got kids, depending on how many kids you got, say you got two kids, you can $5,000 for two kids. So $500, take $1,000 out of your tax money for your kids. Put $500 each in a bank account for your kids. That's what you should do with your taxes. If you got one kid, take out $500 and put it in the bank for your kids. Like, for their own bank account. So when they turn 18, they have some sort of adult life account for them to get started on adulthood. Adulthood account, that's what I'll call it. For them when they turn 18. So they can have a head start on life. Also, start a business. Get to an LLC. Brainstorm on something that you're good at and invest in that idea, because that idea can bring you in a lot of revenue. So, you know, all this money I get every year for taxes could have been used in a more positive way. Or if you don't got kids, put some money to the side. Your savings account every year when you get your taxes, and go on at least one vacation.
Yep.
So instead of like trying to impress other people, I feel like it's important for everybody to at least take one vacation a year, every year, just to get a refresher at least. So stop doing the same thing with your taxes, going to buy this and that, and then going to the club, like, that gets old. It gets old. Just invest. So you can flip that tax money, make more from that tax money. I'm going to just put Charlotte on free games. So if you get a savings account with a credit union, and say you put $500 in there. Over time, that $500 increased because of interest. And this is only with credit unions. Regular bank accounts don't do this with savings accounts, but majority of credit unions, with a savings account, it grows interest over time. So that $500 can increase to $600, $700, $800. It can increase based on interest on how long that $500 been in the savings account.
And this is just free games. Free game. Or fix your credit with your past 20. Fix your credit. Build your credit up. Improve your passive sort of stability. Instead of doing things to impress the next person. And it's okay to get yourself something nice with your past 20. You know, that's black folk. That's a black person right there with the taxes right there, okay? So I get it. I understand you want, you know, you're going all year without probably buying yourself something nice. So it's okay to splurge on yourself a little bit, but don't overdo it.
Hey, I'm going to say this. I'm going to be messy. If you want to come to Pinup's Cabaret and blow your money, I'm not going to stop you. Yeah, no, I ain't going to stop you. Do what you will.
And if that nigga ain't been helping you all motherfucking years, but want some of your tax money, don't even do it, sis.
Don't do it.
If he ain't been helping all year, well, I can see if he's been helping all year, and you want to break him off something, that's the right thing to do. But if that nigga ain't been helping you do nothing, don't even break that nigga off with not a penny. Period. But I feel like tax money should be a step ahead for you. Like, pay some bills off. Pay your rent up for a couple months. Pay your light bill up for a couple months. That way you can do something nice for yourself. Like, just get ahead and don't fall behind because of the tax money. And don't let that make you get behind. It's supposed to help you increase. And that's my seduction 101. Financial stability. That's the key word for tonight's show. Financial stability.
Here you go. And that was another eloquently delivered. Delivered. Oh, man. So, you know what that leaves. That leaves time for a segment we call Crickets of the Week. Okay, so I got a lineup of Crickets of the Week. Probably, I'm going to say, because I had not been talking so long, I might have to get a Cricket of the Week out for last week, too. So, yes, definitely got to get this in. One, first level Cricket of the Week. People who are idiot and who are just dumb enough to stop drinking Corona beer because it has the word Corona in it. Get the hell out of here. Cricket, please. So why did I bring that up, people? Why is that applicable? You know, where am I getting this from? So, this, because I like to get facts on here. So let me give you the exact numbers. Give you a second. Corona stock price. So, because, you know, this thing called the Corona, one of these has been going on. Corona, the Mexican beer company has been stock prices have been dropping because of this. So you're like, what the hell? Explain, Sadie. What do you mean that prices have been dropping because of this? That's all right. I got your back. That's what I'm here for. All right. So let me get y'all the exact numbers because they're starting to go back up now. People get a little more sense about themselves and stop acting a freaking fool. So let's see. As of today, because they closed the stock is closed today. It's going back up. It's at $9.32 a share. So they're going back up. So it lets you know that, okay, people are starting to stop being crazy. It's just ridiculous. Like, why are we doing this? So let just give y'all perspective on how the prices have been over the past week. So now it said 9:30. It said 9:32. It dropped, but it started going. It dropped, but it's going back up over from because it was just 9:31, and so now it was 9:31, and it jumped up to 9:32. Last week it was 9:67. The week on 2/27 it was 9:98. The highest point, which is back at February 6th, it was at $1,064 a share. Like, this is ridiculous. So you need to tell me that because the word corona is in coronavirus, the shares have went down about $100? Goodness, man. People, we can't be that goddamn dumb. Goodness. I mean, if y'all treat avoiding STDs and what y'all try to avoid it, coronavirus, we wouldn't hear about it as much. But that's neither here or there. Nonetheless, it's just stupid. Like, black people especially, because that seems to be our phrase of the night tonight. You know how black people act. Every time you cough, all of a sudden, oh, you got the corona. Oh my God! Like, calm the hell on, people. Everything's not coronavirus. And yeah, sometimes some of you just capping, but some of y'all capping out of fear, and it's corny. Y'all gotta. You know, and that's the you know, I got to sound on the fairy, sound on the fairies and skeptical and stuff. Well, that's how the government control y'all sometimes, because y'all let stuff like this, y'all let scares just happen. And not saying don't take the coronavirus seriously, just saying stop being ignorant about how you approach the situation. Because when it happened for real, you don't look stupid because you've been playing around so much. So that's my first cricket of the day. I got a week in the day. Cricket of the week number two. Is this whole presidential election, particularly the Democratic primary that's going on at the moment. My head just spinning around, and everybody has a right to choose as they choose, but for the life of me, Joe Biden is leading? Like, what are we doing? Like, I'm thinking, man, y'all gonna pick Bloomberg, y'all gonna pick Elizabeth Warren, y'all gonna pick Bernie. But it just lets me know that people are too scared of progressive ideas. That's why we're heading trajectory heading now with Biden winning, because people too afraid to allow progressive ideas to flourish. We got to come in. It's just, oh my goodness. Oh, so I'm gonna say about this. I'm not gonna dig too long in that because I'll be here all day. Being annoyed. So, cricket of the week on that. All right, another cricket of the week. I'm going to give this cricket of the week to. Like this is one of my things. When I go to. Working at a strip club, you learn some. You see so much more. You view stuff a different way because you're. On the inside, and so you view all itself. Well, that is more annoying
and then see people complain, there's no money, there's no money. And I mean, people in there, but because they're not making it easy, you want them to say there's no money. Hell, the kind of money you try to get out of people, it's like, if you're trying to think that's supposed to be easy, then you're crazy. I don't care who the dude is or who the chick is that come on there. It ain't going to be easy. Some people, you got to finesse them a little bit. There's some people, yes, they are habitual time wasters. I understand that. But there's cases where there's some people that they just, especially the first time, they're filling out the spot because they want to make sure every girl, you know, kind of fill out every girl before they just give away their money. And sometimes it's a matter of you just going to speak to the person and how your attitude is. If you go out there with an attitude, a defeatist mentality, then you're going to lose every time. You got to go up there confident, and you got to go not necessarily being just relaxed, super relaxed. You got to be in the mindset of actually try to read this person and understand who they're about. Because sometimes that's all it is, and these people try to give you the world if they got it. So you got to take your time with some of these people. Stop rushing them. Don't try to, you know, you got them on a time clock. Because I see some of y'all little homies coming and stuff. Y'all hang around them for an hour to hours on end and don't be making no money and don't see nothing wrong with it. The hell? Y'all didn't get y'all life together, period. So that's all I got to say about that. Before I keep going, I see we got a call. So I'm going to go to this caller real quick, see what they got going on. Caller at the 315 area code. You on Life That Does Live, your boy Sadie J, and your girl Nate Seduction. Who we got?
Hey, what's going on? This is Lamar.
What's good, Lamar?
Man, nothing. Just chilling. What's going on with y'all?
Nothing much, but right now we're doing a segment we call Crickets of the Week. So every time we give somebody Crickets of the Week, we do this. But yeah, we just award different. It could be even just not necessarily. It's not really celebrity based. Sometimes it is like stuff I see in the streets that I see that I bring attention to, and sometimes it does have to do with celebrities and whatnot. Catch you look. I know you just jumped in. Some of the ones we already talked about.
Okay.
We talked about so I know you're familiar with the coronavirus.
I actually have a coworker who has it.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm from New York. I have a coworker who has the coronavirus. Our whole work staff has completely been called off the job site. No one is allowed to work, but we're all getting sick pay, so it's pretty damn nice.
Okay, because now you got me intrigued. Because, you know, they've been like, at my job, they've been kind of the same thing about preparing us in case there is. I'm like, oh my. What was the process that led up to this point of them, like, kind of like figuring it out and then implementing this? Like, what all did y'all have to go through?
All right, so here's what happened. First off, he started this gentleman. He doesn't work in my same department, but we all got a mass memo, being basically telling us that there is a coronavirus outbreak, and for all of us to immediately just drop everything that we're doing, go straight to the bathrooms and wash our hands, and then go home. And then they basically said once we got home. To immediately take off your clothes, either throw them away or I didn't throw mine away. I wasn't going to do that. I just washed them. But pretty much we were all told that we're basically given a leave indefinitely. And can you suck my cock, you motherfucker? Suck my fucking cock, you fucking cocksucking bitch. Lick my cunt, you motherfucker. Fuck you.
Let him get it out. Let him get it out.
Suck my cock, you black motherfucker! You fucking bitch!
Let him get it out. Yeah, are you
gonna lick
it?
My cock, you fucking cocksucker?
You said so. What's your? All right, we'll talk about that. I got your number. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, suck my dick, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, motherfucker, I'll suck your dick, you big motherfucker. Yeah, suck my cock, bitch. Yeah, yeah, suck my big fat black cock.
See,
all you listeners out there, you better be licking your white titties tonight, you motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker.
He does.
And to that lady host, suck this big fat.
Yeah, he dropped dead, didn't he, Nate? I be laughing because these people. I laugh. Sometimes I laugh at it because still I've been on Vlog Talk for a while. And people have done that in some form or fashion for years. And to see that people are still doing that in 2020, it's hilarious. Now, I will give him this. That was at least a good story. It was an entertaining story. We got a good story out of him. I can't knock that. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I was kind of, and the thing is, they call in and then they do all that. I was counting down how long it's going to be. They start going the race and trying to, you know, call you nigger and coon and black and just all that. I used to hang up and get mad and all that. I let them go on and make a fool of themselves. It's good content for me. Because I just sit there and let them keep talking and give me a break tonight. And give me some show content and I ain't got to talk for a second. So I appreciate that. And by the way, I have your full phone number, so that was pretty stupid.
So I was confused, like, is he driving and he got in tune with somebody while he's driving?
I caught on right away because the way he transitioned, what they do is they find out they come on, especially if you have a good topic, it is a general topic that most people know about. They're able to talk about that. They'll talk about it seriously for a little bit, and then they go into the real reason why they call, which is usually to just throw out racial, not random stuff around. So it's nothing new to me. I'm used to them trying this every time. So yeah. And notice, y'all know what happened during that, right? He automatically became a cricket of the week. That's why he got them crickets while he was talking. He became a cricket of the week. See, some of the crickets of the week write themselves. He joined it. That's really what he wanted. He wanted to be a cricket of the week. That's why he called in the segment. I appreciate that, sir. And I do have your number. And I do have your number. And I'm going to think about what I'm going to do with it. So, just know. Yes, you are definitely from New York. Is 315 area code is in Syracuse, in the Syracuse area. So yeah, I have your full number. You gotta think before you do. At least block your number when you call in. So yeah.
Right.
So I was thinking about how I'm gonna use it. If I'm gonna play wrong with him. So yes, just to prove a point, because he might not think I already have his number. He's not, because I'm gonna have fun with the creep of the week now, y'all. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Some fun tonight.
Hello.
Hello. You have anything else you wanted to add? Oh, I know why you're not talking. You didn't realize when I said I really had your phone number, I really had it. Next time you call into a show, be a little smarter how you call in. Okay? Have a nice day. Oh, that was fun, wasn't it, Nate?
Oh, well.
He didn't think I really took that. They forget that I have a whole switchboard that tells me everybody's number that's calling in. People, we not, it's not no rookie system. Y'all be forgetting that this actually has a sophisticated system. It's not a thrown together looking thing. So you call it as a fool, got a whole switchboard for that. I don't know why y'all don't get it. But y'all will eventually. Anyways. Yeah, he just helped me wrap up my crickets of the week. So, me sign out those crickets again. All right, so this leads me to a bonus segment that I'm gonna go into, and it was something that Nate was talking about during. Seduction 101, and that's traveling this year. So I will be doing some traveling, definitely.
I got a proposition for you.
And I'm maybe do some traveling.
I got a proposition for you.
So you want to say this on the air? You really want to say all this on the air? Because you know when you say it on the air, it's recorded. And people can go back and remember what you said. But go ahead. She just propositions for me.
Okay, well, come to Mexico in July.
Mexico in July? They got the coronavirus in Mexico. They got Corona beer.
Boy, I'm still going to Mexico.
What part, you say go to Mexico? What part of Mexico?
Cancun.
Cancun. You know, okay. So I've been to two places in Mexico: Progreso, and I've been to. Oh, why can't you get a name right now? Oh, I'm mad at myself. Cozumel. With Cozumel holds a certain place in my heart that I just love so much. But Cancun. Well, in July? Cancun,
yeah.
In July. Okay. All right. I'll be looking into this. All right. Oh, it's not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah, so you're right there, and you're close to Mexico.
Yeah, nine stop. See, that's a decent flight. Only 2 hours and 40 minutes. Basically, that's like me going to Atlanta. Atlanta's here and there could be short. It's sometimes shorter.
Atlanta was lit angle. Wow.
Oh yeah. Every time, it's a fun discussion. Ranking the Atlanta trips. Okay, so. Let's see. Let me rate the Atlanta trips. All right, so first one went on. I mean, it's going to probably be easy. I already know the answer. I'm already thinking about it. I know the answer, but this is entertaining content for the listeners. So, first time I went to Atlanta, which is the first time I actually been to Atlanta, was 2 years ago. That was 2018. And that's when I met Nate for the first time in person. That was cool. I was so kind of breaking down all that. One, I flew Spirit there. Can't do it. Yeah, I didn't got booze because I've been traveling a lot more. I got a little boozy on the flying. I got a little boozy. I was like, hey, it gotta be at least American. I ain't got time for that no more. I didn't know what it is immediately. Anywho, Fluencer, I got there because I was there from Friday and left on that Sunday. So that Friday, I didn't get in until I want to say about 5-6, and I was waiting for my bags forever. And so then I had to travel to the hotel. Lucky the hotel was right there by the airport, so that didn't make too bad. But being by the airport kind of sucks because you're always having to go these long ass Uber rides to go to anywhere. So that was the one thing I would say sucked about staying where I stayed at that time. And then because I got there late, Rose Bar was lit. The cameras came out because y'all know wherever I go and I start dancing, the cameras always rolling. It's just a natural occurrence, people. I bring out the lights and the cameras. That's what I do. So that was fun. I got to shoot with Nate on that Saturday, which is lit. And then I went from there and went to the day party, which was more turned to a night party. It was cool, but it wasn't like lit. It was like just lounge. And then I had I ended up leaving like mid morning. So yeah, that was the trip, the first trip. Second one, which is why I say I already kind of the answer, but hell, we just going through the motions anyway. The second one was lit. First of all, I learned my lesson from last time. Get there early. Early. So you can enjoy yourself. So you can enjoy a real Friday. You now we got settled. You can chill, bail. You got a lot of shoots in that day.
You got that downtown.
You know, shoot. Let y'all know how perfect this hotel was. So, yeah, I did a lot of shoots. I was shooting out in the parking garage, doing that too, using the skyline. I'm shooting everywhere around there. In the room, I go down the list of all the places I was shooting. That night we went to the lounge. I called it the right thing, right?
No, it was, I forgot
Friday.
What called this spot. But I know what you're talking about
because
we went there Friday night.
It was something lounge.
Because
they had the lounge, and then they had the penthouse. Yeah, the top part was called the penthouse. That's what it was.
It was penthouse Friday, and we had the VIP up there.
Yeah. I'm looking for it right now. I'm typing. I was like, I'm gonna figure out what the spot was called. I'm determined. Because they're getting a free plug at me. I don't feel bad about doing it.
It was Sweet Lounge.
Yeah, like Sweet Life, like, yeah.
That's what it was called.
Sweet Food Lounge. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, the upstairs was called the Penthouse Fridays. But it was Sweet Lounge.
Yep. And, like, it's right there by the stadium.
Yep.
And let you know where the hotel is staying in. I walk from the club to my hotel. That's how close it was. I was like, yeah, that's lit. So yeah, the fact that I had the option. If I wanted to just walk to the hotel, tells you everything you need to know. That was a great situation, indeed. I'm mad, you know, of course, because I'm mad. I paid to Uber there in the first place. I could have been there faster, it felt like. But, yeah, so that was lit, And then I did some more shooting on that Saturday. Like, cool thing was about this. Last night, I didn't really shoot you. And, yeah, it was like, because a lot of people were being on their flaky shit. People weren't flaking this time. Everybody that was supposed to shoot, shot. That was dope. That was some dope shit. And so, I got to work with other people who I have always known from online. That supported me. I got to meet them in person. I was like, wow, like, it's crazy. So I met a lot of people. And I'm like, shoot, there's one girl, Passion, that support the magazine heavy. She's been a lot of issues. She was there. She came and shot. She even came to where we was on Saturday, which was mentioned live. That shit was lit. Everything was lit about that trip to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
See, now I got an excuse now because after the merger, the main location is in Duluth, which is pretty much Atlanta. So I'm like, oh, I got a cheesy way of using the excuse to be able to go there. And I was like, oh, I'm going on a business trip. I'm working, so I'm making my money while I'm there, and I'm still able to go party. It's a win-win for everybody.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I love it. So, yeah, last time was crazy. Oh my god, I can't even retell y'all some of the stuff that happened at the club. If you weren't there, you just missed it. You just have to just live through the energy that we're putting out. But yeah, it was lit, and it's always cool, man. Like, to go to these places and people showing so much love, like, it'd be crazy. Like, I don't do this often. It's gonna be one of those times where I gotta talk our shit real quick, man. I gotta talk our shit. Like, we're celebrities. We just don't have the blue fucking checks by our names yet. But we some goddamn celebrities. Because when we go into
the way
a room,
they was showing love, every time we go to Atlanta, they show love. Every time we go to Atlanta, we in VIP because one of the promoters I used to fuck with. So we automatically get in VIP because I used to fuck with him, period.
But you know what? It's not even just, you know what? I think it's that, but it's not even just that. I think it's because you actually, you bring a vibe. Because people not gonna, you know, people don't care about that. That's a factor, but it's your vibe that really sells the point home. Because he can do that for any chick, whatever. It's the fact of your vibe. When we go into a room, we change the atmosphere. You know we're fucking there. There's no way you don't know we're there. You make sure you be having everybody. Like, you don't care how they be. You had the ugliest girl in the world. Did you see the baddest chick for that moment? And that's the beauty of what we do when we go somewhere. We bring energy, man. You can't deny. I don't care. People can try to hate on us all they want. End of the day, if you've been in the spot we've been at, we call you at a club, you at a lounge, you at an event, you at whatever. You know we're fucking there when we're there. You know it. You're like, damn, are they in here? Yeah, it's a lot. Yes, it is a lot to think about. I know. It's a lot. But that's what we do, people. So, no, I love it, man. I love being able to just make people, just by naturally being myself, bring that energy to people. And that shit was fun.
Damn.
And like, he was like, man, let's go party the next, but they want to go party. They want to party some more. I'm like, shit, if I didn't have this 6 o'clock, this 6, 7 o'clock flight, my ass would be out there. Oh, I come, what's that I was going to? All right, bet, I'm going.
No, they be having an after hours.
I got too many invites go to after hours. I was like, boy, if I didn't have this flight early in the morning, because I pretty much left from the club. Went back. Luckily, I packed my stuff before I left. Went back, got my stuff. Pretty much got right back in the Uber. Went to the airport. Then my flight left not too much longer after that. So yeah, it was crazy. It was just fast pace of me just like, hurry up. I had to get leave the club and make. So yeah. That was just magical, man. That was fun to have to do that.
It was definitely a vibe, a whole vibe.
Telling y'all, I'm acting the goddamn fool.
Just know, like, just wait until people really know who he is, baby. We still be definitely untouchable. Period.
Yep.
Period.
I'm just crazy that the stadium was like down there. Like, it was just like, it was just so much to take in. Like, damn, like, we where? Like, we right here in the mix. Y'all, I walked back to my hotel. That tells you everything you need to know. I was like, I walked. And I will bring back this very clear. I walked. On the first night, not that night, not me having to rush back to get back to Texas, nah. So yeah, we gotta have some more situations. Oh, which by the way, I'm calling Nay out. All right, Nay. So I got probably so I listen to your proposition. Okay, Cancun sounds cool. Okay, now I'm calling your ass up. Well, I know you asked me, what am I calling you out about?
Well, let's see.
Nay. I need Nay just one time. Come to the area one time with your boy.
We can definitely make that happen this summer.
So, yes, we gotta do it. Hold on.
I have somebody trying to get me to come out there for the XX, I mean the SX, whatever y'all do, whatever y'all think y'all do.
South by Southwest?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's this month.
somebody want me to come for that to be
Bruh,
a brand ambassador.
Oh yeah,
so
South by Southwest.
To see.
That's a few
I'm
hours down the street.
To see if I can fit that in.
Yeah. Oh, South by Southwest. Because have you ever been to Austin?
Is it in Austin?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So have you ever been to Austin before?
I've been to Texas. I haven't been to Texas since I was a kid. I got family that live in Texas. I got family in San Antonio, Fort Worth, Dallas, Houston, but I ain't been to Texas since I was a little kid.
Oh no! So have you ever been to Austin as far as why you so you said you had been to
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you, Nay, Austin is gonna take you. Austin, man. My sister went for the first time about a week or two ago, and she was seeing why I be so lit, and I come back. Austin, man. Austin take you under. Especially when there's a big event going on. Because there's so many big events in Austin. South by Southwest, of course. And that takes place for weeks. So South by Southwest takes place for weeks. Then you have another big event. It's like it takes place from a Wednesday on through that Sunday. Although really it don't start tearing up until the weekend. Nonetheless, Texas Relays. I was a faithful going to Texas Relays person. I would go every goddamn year. I was like, man, I'm going to Texas Relays. And hell, like, I don't know what was more fun, just going was cool, but going when I was a promoter, and then going even bigger, going I was DJing, man, it's something about it, man. I'm telling you. And it was like the love I get. They go back to getting the star, the celebrity we have. I'm DJ on Friday. I ain't get the biggest crowd, but my energy, the way I rock in the crowd, is dope. We got something. So this dude comes in, he's scouting out. He comes to show his love on our spot, and he like, hey, we need somebody to open up for the club for our club tomorrow. Can y'all come through? So yeah, of course they're paying us, by the way. So yeah, don't give. They would just kind of tell us to open this open for free. They can't tell us to open and they're gonna pay us or not. Well, I mean, this spot was nice and the crowd was crazy. So you know, listen to me. No promotion for me. I just got told about the event the night before. Go there, start DJing. They come tell me the main DJ can't make it. Can we stay? Can we DJ the whole night? You gonna come ask me? Do I want to DJ the whole night? And I got this big ass crowd, so I can really show out and talk my shit about. Hey, we all the way in Austin doing this. You think I'm gonna say no? Hell no. I ain't say no. I was like, yeah. Because you know what that also meant to? The fact we went from just opening to main DJs, we got that money. So that shit was lit. Oh, my God. So, yeah, so, Nay, you go to Austin, I'm telling you. And they gonna try to get you fat there, Nay, because they got them goddamn food trucks right there off 6th Street and shit. They'll fuck your head up. And the crazy is, they shut down the entire 6th. They usually do this every weekend anyway. They shut down the entire 6th Street, so no car traffic is going there, only foot traffic. You walk in the middle of the street and shit. Shit's just lit as hell. And Texas Relays are crazy, because Texas Relays, it, man, black people be everywhere. I'll be everywhere, man. Good Lord. you be like, damn. You got to be careful shooting your shot, because you shoot your shot, you might waste the shot, because you probably saw somebody who was even better getting ready to be two seconds up the street that you should have shot your shot at. Shit's crazy. So, yeah, Austin, you know Austin, yeah, you're going to enjoy it for sure. It's some hours of the way, so I can see what I can do to make it happen since you come.
Okay. I'm definitely let you know when I'm coming to the Texas, to the down south Texas.
Oh man, you know I'm in North. Yeah, that, like it's like a two, it's like about a little, like about a 3 hour drive for me, if that. So yeah, that's oh, and I'm trying to go to Atlanta this year again. I feel like if I don't, like it's entrenched in me that I gotta go to Atlanta every year now, or I'm fucking up. So
I'm actually going next week.
Damn, I ain't ready that deal soon. I was about to say, hey, I'm ready to go, but I ain't ready to go that deal soon. So yeah, not that I ain't ready that soon, but I will. I think you were talking about one point in time, possibly May as well. So I might have to plan that out.
That's what I was talking about, Memphis in May.
Oh yeah, man. Oh, Memphis. Nay, have you been to Memphis as an adult?
No, but this is gonna be my first time going to Memphis in May this year. I'm definitely going. Requested off, and that's what you call it weekend. Oh, it's a Memorial Day weekend. That's lit. Period.
Nay, let me tell you, Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know what's better, the food or the atmosphere. Beale Street. Okay, I find out the kind of place you're at depending on what time they bars and liquor laws on it. What time do y'all bars usually close up there?
Three.
Okay. So they start this. That means they start serving liquor. Around. They stop serving liquor at 3, or they stop serving liquor at 2.
They stopped at probably around 2 or 2:30.
Okay. So similar to us. Let me tell you about Memphis. These motherfuckers be having the goddamn club open the fucking. Not after hours. The club open up to 5 o'clock, and the bar still be open. And you can take your drink out the club, walk out in the middle of the fucking street, keep drinking, go to the next club, the same drinking game. Shit,
that's
out
weird.
Of here, bro. Oh,
that's
I'm telling weird. You, Memphis, take me on there. You gotta talk. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that because you'll be seeing a lot of me because I ain't been to Memphis about a year or two. That's right there. Memphis is just.
I'm
like,
going in
oh
May,
my.
May 23rd to the 25th. I'll be there.
Okay. Yeah, I got. I'm booking that situation immediately.
Okay, well, let me know, period. You know,
I don't even know what's winning me. It's far enough away. Check. I'm checking, putting some check marks next to that. I need to
be finding a hotel where I'm going to stay. I think I'm going to stay downtown.
Stay downtown.
Airbnb.
Downtown. If you can get close to Bill, the closer you can get to Bill Street, the better.
Right.
Because Bill Street is the strip you want to be at. It's the strip is where all the main action happened anyway. Yeah. Oh, just thinking about Bill. Oh, my God, Memphis. Oh, why y'all doing this to me? There's an award. Is it going to be taking place that time? There's an award show that usually takes place in May. In Memphis, it might be taking place around that time. The SEM Awards.
Mm.
Because they usually nominate me every year, which I wonder if I was. That's a great question. Was I nominated? I don't even know. I don't even know if somebody can ever tell me, oh, you know he was nominated? Wait, what? So, yeah, so. Yeah, no, no, it'll be the week before you get there. The SCM Awards takes place on the 17th.
It's about to be a lit summer, period.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. I'm looking right now. I might find a way back up to this. I might find a way to the nomination sheet. So nonetheless, we didn't bring the overtime of the show. It didn't get real. Now, we started talking about trips, but it's not losing our mind. But I want, as you ready to close out on it, I want to tell people, man, yeah, like you said, man, I don't think people understand, man. You got to travel as much as you can, man. Get from out of your area. People be so comfortable.
Get out your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone.
Travel is where it's at, man. And you ain't got to be rich to travel. Trust me, you ain't got to be rich to travel. Yeah, and yes, people are like, well, oh no, man, it's a lot of. Man, you guys, you're going to have to spend the money somehow. Don't spend it being miserable. Spend it trying to get out of the area, man. Because sometimes things are more worth it for your well-being. And traveling is for your well-being sometimes.
It's good for your mental health, I mean.
I had a travel bug. Oh, man, it's been driving me nuts. I've been waiting for this time. This is Sadie's traveling season. Spring and summer? Y'all must not know. I've been trying to let y'all know. I don't sit still spring and summer. This little stripping club, they're going to be finding out first they in. Because they ain't had to deal with spring and summer. I mean, they were like, damn, man, where you at? Shit, I'm in this city, man.
And the good thing about my job, every pay period, we get 5 hours of PTO. So, baby.
Oh, I got plenty of PTO. Oh, so that ain't even the question. I got plenty of PTO. That ain't even the question at all. Ain't a question if I got PTO. It's just when I want to take it.
Okay. Okay.
But, yeah, so as we roll out, we'll remind you all, if you missed any parts of the show, you can always go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's dustspotradio.com/dustspotradio. Go there. You can find all the avenues you listen to the show, which include iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Make sure I ain't forget nobody. Think you got them all covered. Goodness. Let you know how many places we're at. A lot of big ones. So, yes, definitely. I'll show some love. Check us out. And keep following, man. Follow us on blogtalkradio.com so you can be able to keep. What it will do is it will send you alerts when the show is live. And then you ain't going to go, man, when the show. When they get the shows going on, it'll send it to you right then and there. Bam, you can go straight to the link for that day's episode. So, yeah. That being said, we roll on out. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J or there's a
name or a U.
There is a way. Yeah, to the episode of Life That Does Live. With your boy Sadie J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.